Global celebrities, business tycoons and politicians began arriving in India's financial capital on Friday to attend the wedding of the youngest son of Mukesh Ambani, Asia's richest man, highlighting the billionaire's staggering wealth and rising clout. Anand Ambani, 29, is marrying his longtime girlfriend, Radhika Merchant, in what many have dubbed the wedding of the year. The celebrations are taking place at the Ambani-owned Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai and their family home and are the culmination of months of wedding events that featured performances by pop stars including Rihanna and Justin Bieber. The four-day wedding celebrations begin with a traditional Hindu wedding ceremony on Friday, followed by a grand reception that will run through the weekend. The guest list includes former British Prime Ministers Tony Blair and Boris Johnson, Saudi Aramco CEO Amin H. Nasser, Adele, Lana Del Rey, Drake and David Beckham, according to local media. The Ambani family has not confirmed the guest list. Television news channels showed celebrities like Kim Kardashian and professional wrestler and Hollywood actor John Cena arriving. Police have imposed traffic diversions around the wedding venue from Friday to Monday to handle the influx of guests who will be flying into Mumbai, where heavy monsoon rains have caused flooding and flight disruptions for the past week. The extravaganza and the display of opulence that comes with this wedding has, however, led many to raise questions about rising inequality in India, where the gap between the rich and poor is growing. The event has also sparked anger among some Mumbai residents who say they were struggling with snarled traffic. "It affects our earnings. I don't care much about the wedding," said Vikram, a taxi driver who only uses his first name. The father of the groom, Mukesh Ambani, 66, is the world's ninth richest man with a net worth of $116 billion, according to Forbes. He is also the richest person in Asia. His Reliance Industries is a massive conglomerate, reporting over $100 billion in annual revenue, with interests ranging from petrochemicals and oil and gas to telecoms and retail. The Ambani family owns, among other assets, a 27-story family compound in Mumbai worth $1 billion. The building contains three helipads, a 160-car garage and a private movie theater. Ambani's son, Anant, oversees the conglomerate's renewable and green energy expansion. He also runs a 3,000-acre, about 1,200-hectare, animal rescue center in Gujarat State's Jamnagar, the family's hometown. The bride, Radhika Merchant, 29, is the daughter of pharmaceutical tycoon Viren Merchant and is the marketing director for his company, Encore Healthcare, according to Vogue. Ambani's critics say his company has relied on political connections during Congress Party-led governments in the 1970s and 80s and under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rule after 2014. The Ambani family's pre-wedding celebrations have been lavish and star-studded. In March, they threw a three-day prenuptial bash for his son with 1,200 guests including former world leaders, tech tycoons and Bollywood megastars, and performances by Rihanna, Akon and Diljit Dosanjh, a Punjabi singer who shot to international fame when he performed at Coachella. The event was also attended by tech billionaires Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. It was the start of lavish months-long pre-wedding celebrations that have grabbed headlines and set off a social media frenzy. In May, the family took guests on a three-day cruise from Italy to France, which included Katy Perry singing her hit song, Firework, and a performance by Pitbull, according to media reports. The family also organized a mass wedding for more than 50 underprivileged couples on July 2 as part of the celebrations. Last week, Justin Bieber performed for hundreds of guests at a pre-wedding concert which included performances by Bollywood stars Alia Bhatt, Ranveer Singh and Salman Khan. Ambani also made headlines in 2018 when Beyoncé performed at pre-wedding festivities for his daughter. Former U.S. Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and John Kerry were among those who rubbed shoulders with Indian celebrities and Bollywood stars in the western Indian city of Udaipur.